Section 10. Sharing the road safely. Sharing the road. Drivers of cars and trucks share the road with others. You must know laws that apply to other road users. Your vehicle and its equipment. You can't share the road safely without a safe vehicle. Therefore, a police officer has the right to stop you and inspect the equipment on your vehicle. If any equipment is defective, you will be directed to have it repaired immediately. If your vehicle is found to be unsafe, you could be fined. Tire safety. Check tire pressure using the recommended PSI, pounds per square inch, found in the vehicle owner's manual or the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle. Use a tire pressure gauge to check your PSI. If your PSI is above the number listed on your door jamb, let air out until it matches. If below, add air, or have a tire professional help you, until it reaches the proper number. Once a month, or before you embark on a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. 1. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. 2. Select a point on your tire where the tread appears to be lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. 3. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities on public roads as other users. As a defensive driver, you need to be aware of some special situations and conditions so you can share the road safely with cyclists. Motorcycles are not easily identified in traffic. Even when seen, it's difficult for some drivers to judge how far away the cyclists are or how fast they are traveling. Be aware of this problem. Drivers turning left in front of an oncoming cyclist cause a large percentage of car cycle crashes. These drivers fail to see the cyclist in traffic or they fail to judge the speed of the cyclist. The correct procedure is to look and look again. Make sure you identify the motorcycle as a critical object and know its speed before you make a left turn. Turn signals do not turn off automatically on most motorcycles. Before pulling into an intersection in front of a motorcycle, be sure the rider is turning and not continuing straight ahead. Motorcycles are entitled to the same full lane width as all other vehicles. A skilled motorcycle operator is constantly changing positions within that lane to increase his ability to see and be seen and because of objects in or near the road. Never move into the same lane alongside a motorcycle, even if the lane is wide and the cyclist is riding far to one side. It is not only illegal, but it boxes both of you in and does not permit you a way out. No more than two motorcycles may be driven abreast in the same lane and must be by consent of both motorcycle drivers. A motorcycle shall not overtake and pass any vehicle in the same lane, except another motorcycle. Bad weather, slippery surfaces, crosswinds, road conditions, railroad grade crossings, metal or graded bridges, and grooved pavement can be hazardous to motorcyclists. Be alert for these conditions so you can prepare yourself for the possible quick change in speed or direction of the motorcycle. Be aware of motorcycles on the road. Regardless of who is legally at fault in car cycle crashes, the motorcyclist usually is the loser. Wyoming offers both novice rider, RSS, and experienced rider, ERC, motorcycle safety education courses for a nominal fee. Applications and information on courses offered in your area are available at your local driver exam office, on the YDOT website at www.state.way.us or by calling 1-888-570-9904. Pedestrians. Pedestrians account for nearly 20% of all traffic deaths. You are required to yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk area, whether there are pavement markings or not. Residential and school areas are especially dangerous. Children are fun-loving. All too often they forget the dangers of playing near traffic. They can run in front of your vehicle before you realize it has happened. It's a good idea to slow down and create a larger space cushion when you see pedestrians near a school. If your vehicle is disabled and you must walk where there are no sidewalks, walk on the left side of the road facing traffic. At night, wear light-colored clothing to help others see you. Bicycles. Bicyclists have the right to use all public roadways, and share rights and duties applicable to all drivers of any vehicle. But, unlike motor vehicles, bicyclists must share their lane of traffic. They must ride as close to the right side of pavement as is practical and safe. While it is legal to drive beside a bicyclist in the same lane, you are safer if you do not. A bicyclist might turn sharply to avoid a sewer grate, something in the road, or a door being opened from a parked car. When you are following or passing a bicyclist, the best advice is, leave plenty of room. Any bicycle used after dark must have a front light and rear reflectors, but these may be very hard to see. You must watch the side of the road and be alert for them. Farm and slow-moving vehicles. When you see this symbol on the back of a vehicle ahead, it is a warning to slow down. It means the vehicle cannot travel faster than 25 miles per hour. Don't be impatient if you find yourself behind one of these slow vehicles. They have the legal right to be there. Heavy vehicles, trucks. Trucks are not large cars. Whether accelerating, braking, climbing a hill, switching lanes or turning onto a side street, tractor-trailer rigs must perform certain maneuvers that drivers of passenger vehicles are generally not familiar with. The motorist is often unprepared to share the road safely with heavy vehicle traffic. National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration statistics indicate most fatal crashes involving a heavy vehicle and one or more other vehicles are caused by the passenger vehicle. Emergency vehicles. Emergency vehicles may be parked in the roadway or alongside another vehicle. When driving on an interstate highway or other highway with two or more lanes, upon approaching a parked emergency vehicle whose audible or visual signals are in use, you must merge into the lane farthest from the emergency vehicle, except when otherwise directed by a police officer. When driving on a two-lane roadway, you must slow down to a speed that is 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit, except when otherwise directed by a police officer. Remember, someone you know may be involved in the emergency situation. Share with animals. Because of Wyoming's abundant wildlife population, collisions with animals, and particularly with deer and other big game animals, are real dangers on Wyoming's rural highways. Too often, they have very negative consequences for the vehicle and its occupants and the wildlife. The animals are often killed, but drivers and passengers can die too. In addition, vehicles can be damaged beyond repair. While such crashes can occur at any time of the year, they are most prevalent during the fall and spring, while animals are migrating between their summer and winter habitats. Although there is no foolproof way to avoid a vehicle-animal collision, there are steps you can take to minimize the likelihood of such a crash and lessen the severity of one if it does happen. Drive cautiously and stay aware and alert by reducing your speed and being particularly cautious in areas where deer crossing signs are posted. Constantly scanning not only the upcoming highway as you drive but the roadside as well. Using your high beam lights as often at night as possible in order to better illuminate both the highway and the roadside. Being very watchful in areas near forests and water. Staying particularly alert at dusk and dawn, times when animals venture out to feed and also when your visibility is limited. And watching for the reflection of your headlights in the eyes of animals ahead. When you see an animal on or near the roadway, reduce your speed and tap your brakes, to warn other drivers, and sound your horn. Of course, you can brake harder if no one is behind you, but be careful about flashing your headlights because one unintended effect may be to freeze the deer or other animal on the road directly ahead. If a collision seems inevitable, don't swerve suddenly to avoid the animal. Your risk of personal injury may be greater if you do. Brake as quickly as you safely can, but keep your vehicle under control and on the road. If a crash occurs, report it to local law enforcement, particularly if the carcass of the struck animal is still on the highway and thus a danger to other vehicles. Safe driving tips, IPDE. Identify. Defensive drivers scan for any person, vehicle, animal or anything else that could cause them to slow down, speed up or turn. They identify any of these things as critical objects. Predict. When defensive drivers identify a critical object, they predict what could happen. They predict the worst. For example, if they identify a person entering a parked car 10 to 15 seconds ahead, they predict that the driver will pull out in front of them without looking. Decide. Decisions are based on what can be done to prevent a crash, and not who is right or who is wrong. Defensive driving means that all responses to a critical object are the result of a decision and not a reaction to an unexpected danger. Execute. The final step in the IPDE method of defensive driving is to execute the decision in a smooth, predictable manner and in time to avoid a crash. Driving defensively with IPDE requires that you scan ahead and to the sides. Communicate with other drivers. Isolate your vehicle in traffic, and separate risks and compromise space when necessary. Scan ahead. Most of what you do as a driver is in response to what you see. Defensive drivers scan at least 10 to 15 seconds ahead. It is easy to check how far ahead you normally look. Just pick some fixed object beside the road and count 1001, 1002, etc., until you reach the object. If you're watching far enough ahead, you will count past 1010 before passing the object. You should also check for weather, traffic, and road conditions. Check signs, signals, and road markings, as well as vehicles and pedestrians. Check for all objects that are critical and could cause you to slow down, speed up, or turn. Drivers who have to react to unexpected traffic situations may not be checking far enough ahead to identify critical objects. Scan the roadsides. Identify as critical objects persons, vehicles, and animals that could move into your path or that could cause you to change your speed or lane position. For example, if you see a school sign, check for children and identify as critical any child who could run into your path. Communicate. To communicate means letting other drivers know what you plan to do early enough to prevent a collision. Many collisions happen because a driver fails to identify critical objects or to communicate what he plans to do. You can communicate with other drivers by making eye contact with pedestrians and other drivers at intersections and places where there may be a question of right of way. Using hand motions to give pedestrians and other drivers the right of way. Using lane position to let others know what you intend to do. Giving hand or electrical signals at least 4 to 5 seconds before turning. Touching your brake to turn on your brake lights and to start slowing well in advance of stopping. Being in the correct lane well in advance of a turn. Tapping your horn to alert others that you're there. And by avoiding other drivers' blind spots by placing your vehicle where you can be seen. Isolate your vehicle in traffic. Space cushion. A proven method of defensive driving is to isolate your vehicle from other vehicles with a cushion of space ahead, behind, and to the sides to give you the distance to avoid the mistakes of others. Following distance. Rear-end collisions caused by following too close are a very common type of crash. One of the easiest ways to tell if you have a large enough space cushion ahead is to use the 2-second following distance rule. All you need to do is count off seconds. It is easier to use and is more accurate than trying to judge vehicle lengths. To use the 2-second following distance rule, scan ahead for a fixed point such as a pole, shadow, or pavement marking, and when the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the fixed point, start counting the number of seconds it takes you to reach the same point. Count 1001, 1002. If the front of your vehicle passes the fixed point before you count off 2 seconds, you are too close to the vehicle ahead. You must allow at least 2 seconds following distance for each 20 feet of vehicle length. If you are driving a car, stay at least 2 seconds back from the vehicle ahead. Bus drivers should stay at least 4 seconds back and tractor-trailer drivers at least 6 seconds back. Towing boats or trailers adds length and weight to your vehicle and therefore requires more following distance. The 2-second following distance rule is simple to use and works at all speeds. It makes sense to increase your following distance by doubling the number of seconds when the roads are wet, when you are carrying a heavier than normal load, or at night, cars, 4 seconds. Tripling the number of seconds when the roads are covered with snow and slush, cars, 6 seconds, and quadrupling the number of seconds when ice covers the road, cars, 8 seconds. Tailgaters. The space cushion behind is as important as the space cushion ahead. A driver who tailgates you limits your ability to slow rapidly in case of an emergency ahead. Although the driver behind has more control over the space than you, there are things you can do. You can communicate with the driver behind by using your turn signals, brake lights, and by placing your vehicle in the proper lane well in advance of turns. Provide more time and space ahead to react to emergencies. Increase the following distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. Move to the right lane of a multi-lane highway, and reduce your speed to encourage the driver behind to pass space to the sides. You also need a space cushion to the sides. If there are other motor vehicles, bicycles, pedestrians or objects in the space on both sides, you are boxed in. Your ability to respond to a situation ahead is limited to speeding up or slowing down. To keep a space cushion to your sides, you can avoid driving next to a bicyclist for prolonged periods of time. Avoid driving alongside other vehicles on multi-lane streets. Keep as much space between yourself and oncoming traffic as possible. Avoid driving in other drivers' blind spots. Avoid keeping others in your blind spots. And keep a space between yourself and parked vehicles. Separate risks. Another defensive driving technique is to separate risks. Take risks one at a time whenever possible. For example, suppose that you identified some joggers running on the edge of the road in an oncoming truck. You predict that you, the oncoming vehicle and the joggers will all meet at about the same time. To separate risks, make a decision to speed up or slow down in order to pass the joggers before or after the truck. Execute your decision, and pass the truck and the joggers one at a time. You control the space to the sides by separating the risks. This gives you space to move in case of an emergency. Compromise space. The final defensive driving technique is compromise. When you cannot separate risks and must deal with two or more at the same time, compromise by giving the most room to the worst danger. For example, if you are on a two-lane street and there are oncoming cars to your left and a child riding a bike to your right, the child is more likely to move suddenly than the oncoming cars, so the child is the greatest danger and you need a larger space cushion to the right. Move closer to the center line to create a bigger space cushion to the right. Special driving conditions. Reduced light. To the defensive driver, darkness requires even greater alertness. Reduced visibility, glare from oncoming headlights, animals crossing the road, and eye strain all combine to make night driving hazardous. Laws and guidelines for driving in reduced light include: headlights must be used from 1/2 hour after sunset until 1/2 hour before sunrise and at any other time when, due to insufficient light or unfavorable weather conditions, persons and vehicles on the road are not clearly discernible at a distance of 1,000 feet ahead. Turn on low beams whenever the light begins to fade. It helps others identify you and judge what you're doing. Never use parking lights while driving. They cannot be seen until after your vehicle is clearly visible. It is not legal to drive with only parking lights when headlights are required. If you cannot see clearly, it makes sense to increase your following distance at least 3 or 4 seconds. At night, your headlights give you a clear view for only a very limited distance ahead. If you go faster than 55 miles per hour at night, you cannot stop in the distance that you can see ahead. Use high beams on rural highways. Use low beams when following other vehicles, when meeting oncoming vehicles, and when driving in town. You should dim at least 500 feet, about 4 to 5 seconds, before meeting an oncoming vehicle. If the oncoming driver fails to dim, and you are more than 500 feet from the vehicle, use a distribution of light or composite beam high of sufficient intensity and aimed so that the glaring rays are not projected into the eyes of the oncoming driver. The low beam shall be aimed to avoid glare at all times. If you are within 300 feet from the rear of a vehicle you are approaching, dim your lights to their lowest beam. A clean windshield, inside and out, will help reduce the amount of glare from oncoming vehicles. Clean headlights will naturally give more light and help you to see better. Eye strain, fatigue, and lack of concentration can be the result of staring at the spot created by your headlights. It may be difficult, but keep your eyes moving, especially at night. Scan for animals, pedestrians, and bicycle riders. Check to the sides for lights from other vehicles that might be crossing or entering the road ahead. Constantly check the lights of vehicles ahead for any indication that they are changing speed or lane position. Weather conditions. Fog. Use low-beam headlights. Front fog lights are sometimes helpful. Rear fog lights, red, should only be used in heavy fog or in similar hazardous weather conditions resulting in seriously reduced visibility. Switch off your rear fog lights once visibility improves. A rear fog light gives advanced warning of your vehicle in poor visibility conditions. Reduce your normal speed, but be careful. The chance of a crash is extremely high whenever the difference between your speed and the speed of other traffic is more than 15 miles per hour. Stop at the nearest safe place whenever there is potential for a great difference in speed. When you can't see at least 10 seconds ahead, consider pulling off at the nearest safe spot and stopping. Scan ahead for taillights, headlights, pedestrians, and for stopped or slow-moving vehicles. Create as big a space cushion as possible. Slippery surfaces. You must slow down when the road is slippery, because stopping distances are increased. Rain. Increase your space. Double the time between you and the vehicle ahead, cars, 4 seconds. Use your headlights on low beam. Wait a short time after the rain starts before you turn your windshield wipers on. This will avoid smearing your windshield. Replace the blades if they smear or streak the windshield. Be careful during the first half hour after the rain begins. Dust and oil mix with the water and make the roadway slippery. Hydroplaning may occur during rainstorms. This is a condition where the tires ride on a thin film of water instead of the road. To prevent hydroplaning, slow down. Snow or ice. Equip your car with snow tires or chains to prevent skidding and to reduce stopping distance. Do not change speed or direction suddenly. Watch for ice on bridges and in shady areas. Triple your space cushion ahead on snow, cars, 6 seconds. Quadruple the distance on ice, cars, 8 seconds. Keep your windows clear so that you can see and communicate with others. Slow gradually and smoothly before stopping or turning. Never lock your brakes. You have no steering control unless the wheels are turning. Do not use cruise control. Wind. Wind can be a problem for all drivers, and is especially hazardous for trucks, recreational vehicles, campers, and drivers towing trailers. Driving at slower speeds is the best defense. Watch for open spaces after driving in a protected area. Be ready to make steering corrections because of changes in the wind. When meeting large trucks and buses, be prepared to make steering corrections for sudden changes in the wind. Be very alert and careful on wet or slippery surfaces. Blizzards. A blizzard is perhaps the worst of all possible conditions for driving. It combines the limited visibility of fog, the slippery roads found with ice and snow, and unexpected steering corrections. Because of this, a defensive driver simply avoids driving in a blizzard, if at all possible. Listen to your local radio station for severe weather information. If you are caught driving in a blizzard and end up in a ditch, or are stranded on the road, use the following rules. Do not panic. Stay with the car so you can be found more easily. Keep a window open for a bit of fresh air. Freezing wet snow can completely seal out oxygen. Be aware of carbon monoxide. Run the engine and heater sparingly, and only with a window open for ventilation. Make sure that snow has not blocked the exhaust pipe. Do not remain in one position. Clap your hands and move your arms and legs vigorously periodically. Use your emergency flashers to make your car more visible to working crews. Turn on your dome light at night. Take turns keeping watch. If more than one person is in the car, do not all sleep at one time. Beware of overexertion and overexposure. Emergency situations. When a crash seems imminent, crash situations do arise. Remember these three things to make an inevitable collision less dangerous. First, slow as fast as possible and, second, turn away. Third, when appropriate, speed up. Slow quickly to minimize impact. Pump conventional brakes for better control and steering. Pushing the brake pedal too hard and steadily can cause a skid. Anti-lock brakes adjust automatically, so apply hard, steady brake pressure when using this type of braking system. Turn away quickly. If it is not possible to avoid a collision, make sure you do not hit the other vehicle head-on. Turn away and run off the road if necessary. The rule of thumb is to turn right. If the other driver does the same, the crash may be entirely avoided. Try not to use the brakes while turning away to lessen the chance of skidding and therefore not being able to turn away. An alternative: speeding up. Speed up to avoid a collision from the side or from behind if there is room to do so. Push the gas pedal to the floor, but be sure to slow once the danger has passed. In the last short seconds, remember: do not panic. Turn away from oncoming traffic, choosing a glancing blow rather than a head-on crash. And, if necessary, choose to hit something that will more likely give way. Gas pedal sticks. If your gas pedal sticks, concentrate on steering. Keep your eyes on the road. Try to free the pedal with your foot. If this does not work, push in the clutch or shift to neutral. Use your brakes, stop at the nearest safe place and turn off the ignition. And find out what caused the problem and have it repaired. Skids. The main thing to remember in a skid is to keep calm and not overreact. Stop doing whatever you did to start the skid. 1. If you slammed on the brakes, ease up on them. 2. If you accelerated too fast, ease up on the gas pedal. Do not apply the brakes. Steer to keep going straight down the road. Be careful not to oversteer. Be ready to steer in the opposite direction as your vehicle begins to come out of the skid. Refer to the owner's manual for special instruction about skids when operating front-wheel drive vehicles. Note: the information above pertains to vehicles with conventional brakes. Procedures for driving vehicles with ABS braking systems are different. In an emergency situation, ABS pumps the brakes for the driver, much faster than the driver can. All drivers need to do is press down hard on the brake pedal, hold it and steer out of danger. Drivers should be aware that removing steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumping the brakes will disengage or turn off the ABS system. Make sure you are aware of the type of braking system your vehicle has. Brake failure. If your brakes fail, pump the brake pedal rapidly. Use the parking brake, but hold the brake release so you can ease up on the brake if the rear wheels lock and you begin to skid. Shift to a lower gear, and look for a place to slow and stop off the roadway. Do not try to drive the car to a garage. Blowout. If you have a tire blowout, you should hold the steering wheel tightly, and keep the car going straight down the road. Ease your foot off the gas pedal but do not hit the brakes. After the car is under control, brake gently, and pull off the road at the nearest safe spot. Use caution when changing the tire. Oncoming car in your lane. If another vehicle is coming at you in your lane, slow down and try to warn him by flashing your headlights. If he keeps coming, pull as far right as possible. If he still keeps coming, and there could be a collision, steer off the road to the right. If an oncoming or stopped vehicle should suddenly appear in your lane of travel and there is immediate danger of a collision, steer off the road to the right. Wheels off the road. If you should run off the road, there are certain things you can do that could save your life. Do not panic. Grip the steering wheel tightly and be prepared to withstand sudden shocks. Stay on the shoulder. Ease off the accelerator. Brake gently and slow gradually. After speed has been reduced, check behind as well as ahead for oncoming traffic. Turn sharply onto the pavement. Wet brakes. Wet brakes may pull your vehicle to one side or the other, or they may not hold as well as usual. You should always test your brakes after driving through deep water. Brake gently several times until your brakes are dry and work properly. Hazardous situations. Breakdowns. If your vehicle is not working properly and you need to stop, you should stop with all four wheels on the shoulder. Then, turn on your emergency four-way flashers. Get out of the side of the vehicle away from the traffic. To indicate vehicle problems, tie a white cloth to an antenna or door handle and raise your hood or trunk lid. And do not walk for help if you are on the interstate. If you are driving and see a disabled vehicle parked on the shoulder, move to the left lane if possible. The driver might not have seen you, and may open the door or pull onto the road. Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless, and poisonous gas. Signs of carbon monoxide poisoning are weariness, yawning, dizziness, nausea, headache, and ringing in the ears. If you feel any of these symptoms, stop your engine and open the windows to get fresh air. To avoid carbon monoxide poisoning, have the exhaust system checked regularly for any leakage. Avoid parking for long periods of time with the engine running. And do not start your vehicle, or warm up the engine, in a closed garage. Railroad crossings, highway rail intersections. Highway rail intersections require special caution on the part of the driver. They are marked with advance warning signs and markings. When approaching or entering a highway rail intersection, always expect a train at every highway rail intersection. Do not get trapped on a highway rail intersection. Never drive onto a highway rail intersection until you are sure you can clear the tracks on the other side without stopping. When gates are down, realize the road is closed. Stop and wait until the gates go up and the red lights stop flashing before proceeding. Never drive around gates. Stay alert, especially when you are at a multiple track crossing. Before crossing, look and listen carefully for another train coming from either direction. If your vehicle stalls on the highway rail intersection, get everyone out of the vehicle and far away from the tracks immediately. Never try to start your vehicle or push it off the track with passengers inside. Call 911 to report the emergency situation. Never race a train to a highway rail intersection. To do so is foolish. If you lose, you and your passengers may never have another chance. And never pass another vehicle at a highway rail intersection. Road construction. Special care is needed whenever the normal pattern of highway traffic is changed by construction. A flag person may be stationed on the shoulder of the road near the worksite to protect the lives of the traveling public and the highway workers. If the flag person directs you to stop, do not proceed until you are directed to do so. Drive slowly and keep alert for workers or equipment that may enter into the traffic stream, causing you to slow or change lanes. Extra care should be maintained through construction work zones even though there is no apparent work activity in the immediate vicinity. When approaching a construction zone, if you pass a heavy vehicle at a high speed and then cut back in front of the truck so you won't be trapped behind it, the truck driver is forced to use emergency braking. If there is not enough braking distance between the truck and your passenger vehicle, the truck will rear-end your vehicle, causing a serious or fatal crash. Pedestrians. Pedestrians are people who use and cross public roadways and paths by means other than motor vehicles and bicycles. This includes, but is not limited to, walkers, joggers, skaters, and people using wheelchairs. Expect frequent encounters with pedestrians in business districts, residential areas, school zones, park settings, and shopping areas. In situations where encounters with pedestrians are likely to occur, slow your motor vehicle to a speed allowing adequate sight distance to respond to possible situations. Yield the right of way to pedestrians when driving through intersections, changing lanes or passing, turning through intersections, and when entering or leaving a public roadway. Animals. Animals, both large and small, present a hazard if the motorist takes an action that results in losing control of the vehicle. Regretfully, the safest thing for you and other drivers that may be near you may be hitting the animal. Concentrate on keeping control of your vehicle before, during, and after the collision. Health. Some persons have severe physical, mental, or emotional problems that prevent them from driving safely. Other persons impose physical and mental problems upon themselves through the use of alcohol and other drugs. Although most drivers have some type of limitation, they can compensate and be a safe driver. It is important that all drivers recognize their limitations and compensate or simply not drive when they are impaired. Emotions. We have degrees of emotions. For example, we can be upset, angry, or enraged. A person's ability to control himself and drive safely is affected by the degree of his emotion. However, persons have different degrees of control. Some persons lose control of their emotions for very little reason. Whenever persons lose control of themselves while driving, they make more driving errors. These errors greatly increase the possibility of crashes. It is difficult, if not impossible, for a person to drive safely when they are grief-stricken, enraged, or terrified. These and other deep emotions can overcome a person's power to think clearly. The ability to identify critical objects and make sound decisions is lost. Persons tend to react to a situation rather than respond to it in a reasonable manner. Deep emotions are not turned off and on easily. Whenever anyone is overcome with emotion and not in control of themselves, they should not drive. Even mild emotional feelings can affect your driving. Driving requires your full attention. You cannot identify critical objects and make sound decisions when your mind is occupied with something other than driving. Vision. All drivers use their eyes to search out and identify vehicles, persons, and objects that could cause them to change speed or to turn. How well they do it often depends on how well they can see. Drivers with good vision can identify critical objects sooner. Therefore, they have time to predict what could happen, decide what they need to do, and still have time to execute their decision. Good vision means seeing clearly so you can identify critical objects ahead and do something about them. Having good side vision to alert you to objects moving in from the sides. Being able to judge distances to enable you to make good decisions. Being able to see clearly at night. And recovering your ability to see clearly after being blinded by headlights. Persons who cannot see clearly can compensate by wearing glasses or contact lenses. Persons with poor side vision, distance judgment, night vision, and glare recovery must find ways to adjust or compensate for their poor vision or stop driving. Drivers with poor side vision must look to the sides by moving their head as well as their eyes. They must be especially careful to look back over their shoulder when changing lanes. Drivers with poor distance judgment must allow more following distance to compensate for their inability to accurately predict what's happening 10 to 15 seconds ahead of them. They also have to allow more distance when deciding to pass. Poor night vision is a major problem. Drivers can compensate by driving at slower speeds. Driving at speeds 10 to 15 miles per hour slower than other traffic can be extremely hazardous, however. These persons should limit their driving to slower speeds on well-lighted streets or to daytime driving only. Persons whose eyes do not adjust quickly after passing glaring bright lights have a very serious problem. Looking to the right side of the road, away from the glare, can help. The best solution is to limit driving to daylight hours only. Hearing. Hearing is more important for driving than many persons realize. We identify many sounds as critical. The sound of screeching tires, trains, a siren, a tap of a horn, the sound of a motor from a car in your blind spot, all could cause you to decide to change speed or to turn. Drivers with poor hearing can learn to compensate. Hearing aids and outside rearview mirrors are often the best way to compensate for loss of hearing. Being extra alert, looking farther to the sides, and using side view mirrors are the other ways to adjust for loss of hearing. Drivers with normal hearing may not realize they do not hear critical sounds. Many vehicles are built for quiet rides. They keep sound out and provide radios and CD players to fill your car with music. The very things that provide enjoyment prevent you from hearing critical sounds. Drivers should limit the loudness of sounds within their vehicle. Cell phones. Cell phones are everywhere. In emergencies, they can be lifesavers, and, at other times, they can simply be a great communications tool. But using a cell phone while driving is dangerous. Federal studies have shown that using cell phones, including the hands-free variety, has precipitated many crashes and near misses. And, in fact, using hands-free cell phones provides little safety benefit over handheld phones, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In addition, the research shows that it is the actual process of conversing that proves to be among the greatest driver distractions. Wyoming law prohibits reading or sending a text message from a cell phone or other device while operating a vehicle. Some cities and towns in Wyoming have ordinances against using a cell phone while operating a vehicle within city limits, so be sure to check ahead and watch for notifications banning use of cell phones. WyDOT recommends vehicle operators pull well off the highway and stop before making a cellular call or texting. Always remember, your first responsibility when you are driving is to pay attention to the road. If you must dial while driving on a road on which cell phone calls are allowed, dial a few numbers, look back at the highway and in your mirrors for any developing safety problems, and then dial the last numbers. Do not engage in extended, emotional or otherwise distracting conversations. Tell the person you will call back when it is safe to do so. Never read or send text messages on your cell phone while driving. It is illegal and dangerous and has caused numerous preventable crashes. Illness. Some drivers have an illness, disease or a disability that may prevent them from driving safely. It is apparent that, when persons are unable to control themselves, they simply should not drive. A doctor's advice is helpful in determining if a person is capable of driving safely. However, physical, mental and emotional conditions change daily. As a driver, you must judge your condition and decide to drive only if you are fully able.